Under the new law, schools can choose. Teach comprehensive sex education or don't do it at all. Parents uncomfortable with children learning about contraception can opt out. That's not good enough for Karen Cornia. She's a mother who's circulating a petition to stop curriculum changes in Merrill area public schools.
Why is it that I should have to opt out? Why is it that our state passed a law like this that states that abstinence only is illegal?
The Merrill District will continue to teach abstinence, says Assistant Superintendent Carol Wittstark. She stresses the human development and growth classes are more than just about avoiding pregnancy and disease.
We're talking about building healthy mental, emotional, and physical relationships, and that is what we want to focus on.
One of those who testified in favor of the Healthy Youth Act before it became law was Maria Peoples. She's a 17-year-old from Appleton.
In a perfect world, you know, students would receive comprehensive sex education beginning at a very young age from their parents. And I think it's really important that we start trusting our schools.
The law maintains local control of school districts with guidance from the state and school boards on providing medically accurate information that's age appropriate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.